Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We will release the state population counts from the 2020 census and the resulting changes in congressional apportionment.
Michael Cook from the Census Bureau announced Monday which states will gain and lose congressional seats based on 2020 census data. Overall, states that voted for former President Donald Trump gained 3 House seats. But the changes weren't big, says Acting Census Bureau Director Dr. Ron Jarman.
Overall, the effect is a shift of 7 seats among 13 states, which is the smallest number of seats shifting among the states in any decade since the current method of calculating apportionment was adopted in 1941.
The most recent decade also saw the second slowest rate of population growth in U.S. history. Jarman says 6 states will add seats in the House of Representatives.
Texas will gain 2 seats, and Colorado, Florida, Montana, North Carolina, and Oregon will each gain 1 seat.
And 7 states will each lose 1 seat: California, Illinois, Michigan, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Ohio, and New York. The Census Bureau says redistricting data will be available by September 30th. Doug Collins, a former U.S. congressman and big Trump supporter, announced on Monday that he is not running for office in Georgia in 2022. It's a blow to Trump, particularly to his efforts to field a conservative candidate to run against Republican Governor Brian Kemp. Meanwhile, 10-term Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan of Ohio announced Monday he's running for Ohio's open Senate seat. Republican Senator Rob Portman is retiring, and the Republican primary field already has 3 candidates. In Kentucky, Attorney General Merrick Garland launched an investigation into the policing practices of the Louisville Metro Police Department in response to the police killing of Breonna Taylor.
It will determine whether LMPD engages in unconstitutional stops, searches, and seizures, as well as whether the department unlawfully executes search warrants on private homes.
The Justice Department will release a report on any constitutional and unlawful violations they find from the Louisville Police Department. This fall, the Supreme Court will consider a case from New York on strict limits to carrying guns outside the home, the first major Second Amendment case in more than a decade. The last big gun case to reach the court was District of Columbia versus Heller in 2008. The court ruled an individual has the right to keep guns at home for self-defense. Now to the pandemic. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki emphasized while the U.S. plans to ship 60 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine to countries like India, which is facing a devastating COVID-19 spike, it's not happening immediately and depends on FDA approval.
Right now, we have 0 doses available of AstraZeneca, and we expect there to be approximately 10 million doses that could be released if or when the FDA gives its concurrence, which could happen in the coming weeks.
She says another 50 million doses are in various stages of production. Finally, President Joe Biden is promoting unions through a White House task force, which will advise how the government can help workers join labor unions and bargain collectively. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Laura Ross Bratellum. Thanks for listening.